everyone, welcome to Addicted to Triathlon. Whether you've been doing triathlons for years or you want to do your first one and don't know how to start, listen to our podcast, read our articles, check out our videos, and ask us questions. We would like to be a part of your journey to becoming addicted to triathlon. Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon, episode 27.
27? 27?
27.
All right. Do you remember when you were 27?
Yes.
Yeah?
Kind of, sort of. I was pregnant.
You were?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't.
I think. Or we just had kids.
So what are we going to talk about?
training.
Training and what
How
happened?
It's been going.
Okay, so you started.
What happened? Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. So we started your official training season. Because you're doing, what race are you doing? Are you sure you're doing it?
Galveston, 70.3.
Okay.
That's half Ironman.
Yeah.
So 70.3.
There you go. Texas 70.3?
Yes, the big Texas.
Okay, in Galveston, right?
Yeah.
In April 2025. Mm-hmm. So it's about 6 months. So we do the training plan for 6 months for half Ironmans to get the distance.
Yeah.
Make sure you're good. And then we will start working on improving speed towards the end.
Yes.
Once we know you've got the distance down. But so we started off on the first, just doing 1,000-yard swim.
Yeah.
In the pool. That was our pool here, huh? It was cold.
It started getting cold.
Yeah, it was cold. Brr. Then the next day, on Wednesday, we went to the track.
Mm-hmm.
And we did what's we
that
call...
That was last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ladders.
Ladders.
So ladders are... You do a 100-yard run, 100-yard jog, 200 run, 200 jog, 300, and then 400s.
Yeah.
And then you do 400s, 300, 200,
yeah.
100, right? With a one-lap warm-up and cool-down.
Yeah.
So it's like 3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And
but I went on the outside.
Yeah, you went.
And I ran more.
You went in lane three. You ran 3.5 miles. I did it in lane two, which was exactly 3 miles. So anyways, we did a 30-minute spin on the bikes on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
right? Took Friday off. You did a 6.2-mile run on Saturday, and you came back saying you were...
Fatigued and hurting.
Fatigued and hurting. And we were trying to figure out what was going on.
Yeah, so it was my butt...
Your hammies, the upper part of your hamstrings.
Yeah. It was tired. I mean, it was hurting.
You were thinking that it came from the track workout, the ladders, right?
Yeah.
At that point?
Yeah.
Or did you figure out that's... No, I think you thought it was because you ran too hard on your 6.2.
No, it wasn't from running the 6.2.
But I don't think we figured it out until... This week.
Well, no. This week I was really sore because we went to the gym and did more. What did I do?
You did yassos.
Yassos on the treadmill.
Right.
And I went fast, but that's another story. The stairs.
I
was sore.
We'll come up to that. So while
but pretty much the track workout, I was hurting, and that's where I pulled my.
Right.
My hammy.
And while you were injured on your run on last Saturday, I was saying my tendon was hurting. Like I couldn't lay on it. I couldn't touch it.
So what it do you think
inflamed.
It was from?
So I think it was the same thing.
From the track.
We went too hard on the track.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so I had to skip Saturday and Sunday. But we both skipped Sunday, so we skipped our run. So once we figured out we were injured, then the training plan kind of has to change because you can't stay on it because then you'll just be injured, right? So we took So we took Sunday off, and on Monday we just did an easy spin on the bikes.
Yeah.
But didn't look like you took it easy. It looked like you were going hard at times.
I wasn't going hard. That was easy.
You looked like I kept looking over and you would spin up and slow down and spin up and slow down.
Because that's what the guy tells you to
That's not being easy. You're funny. And then on Tuesday, I still couldn't. That inflamed my tendon more. So I just sat in the hot tub at the gym and you did swim your 1,000.
Yeah.
And then this Wednesday, you were going to do the workout in the treadmill.
Yeah.
And I was going to go in the hot tub.
But before the treadmill, it's a brand new gym and there's like 3 stories.
Plus a basement.
Yeah. So I've been really confused where things are. And then John was still in the locker room. So I was going up and down the stairs, up and down. Yeah. Probably like I was 5 times.
I actually went to the spin room. And I was actually on the bike ready to start when you called me. And you're like, you couldn't find it. I said, it's on the 3rd floor.
I even asked the men at the desk. Uh-huh. I'm like, where's the treadmills? And they're like, that way up on the 3rd floor. I'm like, okay.
So I met you. I saw you on the ground floor, right? And then I was just like, just follow me. We're going to keep walking. And we kept walking. And you're like, this is where I want. I said, there's one more floor.
So I was going up and down those stairs that you saw me at, like, yeah. I went up and down like 4 times.
You did a stair workout.
So I didn't notice, like, so I did that workout on the treadmill and I was sore the next morning and John's like,
you actually started getting hurt on the treadmill.
Because
I ended up just joining you on the treadmill and I walked and you ran.
And so so the next morning I was really sore and the next day after. And he's like, why are you so sore? Just because of that? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'm really out of shape. But I was going over it in my head. It's the stairs.
It was the stairs.
I did a heavy duty stair workout.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of funny. But when you were on that treadmill and you were doing your yasos, so you did a little warm up and a yaso is like a half a mile at a, like a tempo pace, and then you slow down, then you do it again, and you were going to do 3 of them.
Yeah.
And you only got to do 2.
Yeah.
And I just told you to walk because you said that you were hurting.
Hurting.
Yeah. So did we do a swim workout Thursday? We didn't, did we?
No.
No, we didn't.
I did a bike ride.
Oh,
like
yeah.
A 30-minute bike.
So you did a 30-minute.
Oh, on Friday. No, I skipped Thursday.
Yeah.
Did Friday, 30-minute bike.
Yeah, so part of when you get injured, you want to do a kind of like an active recovery, so you don't want to push it. And so we skipped the Thursday workout. And then Caitlin just did an easy spin on the bike. You did do easy. I didn't watch you this time. It was easy. You stayed.
It was the same kind of workout.
Okay, you didn't just stay in the same easy gear for 30 minutes?
No.
You kept changing? Okay, so today you had a 6.2 mile run. Saturday.
I did 6.4.
You did 6. You did more. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then how do you feel now?
Well, my butt still hurts.
Yeah, what are you sitting on right now?
A hot pack. a hot pad with rice.
A rice hot pad that you made a long time ago.
Yeah.
Which comes in really handy.
Yeah. But I did it and I feel fine.
And you did it really easy. You didn't push it.
No. I didn't stride out.
Right.
But I did run up hills and it's kind of funny. The hills made me feel better.
Yeah.
Probably because it was helping bring blood to my butt.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I did a 3.4 mile run I did. And there was a couple of hills. And I was like, the hills actually feel okay. My tendonitis, I don't feel it.
And my head was good. I ate enough. Before the run today, I had just a piece of toast and peanut butter because we ran out of bananas. because I have normal every before workout in the morning, I have toast, peanut butter, banana.
Yeah.
That's my go-to.
And I tracked you on the Garmin app.
Yeah.
To see how you were doing. You did okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then after that, you took a nap.
Took a nap.
Then we went swimming.
Yeah. And then we went grocery shopping.
Then we walked around grocery shopping.
I've done like
20, and I mowed the lawn.
I did like 20,000 steps. 21,000 steps today.
Wow. I'm a slacker. I've done 15,000 steps. So tomorrow we're planning on doing a 26-mile bike ride.
Yeah.
And we're going to see how we feel. We're not going to go hard, but we are going to have, what, 8 hills
mm-hmm.
to go up. So how are you going to tackle those hills on the bike? You going to stand up and go up? You going to spin up it?
I don't know. I'm just going to go slow. I'm not going to push hard.
Okay.
Up the hills.
Are you going to do
it? I'm not going to race you or anything.
Are you going to do what you normally do and speed up before at the bottom?
I don't know.
And then coast up?
I don't know.
You'll just feel it?
I'm just going to feel it.
Okay. So the first 2 weeks are almost done. Next week, we're still going to play it by ear and see what
I think how I'll she be feels. Fine.
And then because the track workout that messed us both up, we thought we were in shape to do it, but I think
not.
We just tried to go a little too hard.
Yeah.
Because, you know, especially you've been working out for half a year already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're already in pretty good shape. I didn't think that was going to be a big deal.
I think last time we did track workout, I hurt myself too.
The ladders?
When you first start, yeah.
Yeah, because
I think I stride out too much before.
Yeah, got to work on that, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that would work if you're reaching out, which I guess I was doing too, because that affected my tendon, my patellar tendon.
Yeah.
The one I had surgery on. That was not fun.
So we went swimming today. Did you say that?
Yeah, we went 1,500-yard swim just to get all the yucks out of our system.
Mm-hmm.
And the water was cold because it was our local pool here that's outside. Even though it was like 90 degrees outside, the pool was cold.
Mm-hmm.
But you get used to it.
Yeah. And the outside while running today was so nice.
Was it in the 60s still for you when you
were
out there?
It was in the 60s, yeah. And I took a picture of the sunrise. It's on the sunset. I put it on Instagram.
Okay.
It was pretty. In Strava.
Yeah, I waited for you, and then I went out running. And then at one point in my run, I was out in the open, and I was thinking, oh, it's hot out here. Then I just kind of started laughing because it's 70-something by the time I was running. And I'm saying it's hot.
And we've been running in the 90s
previously. With 110 heat index
mm-hmm.
back then, which you did much better this year than last year. So next week we'll adjust your plan to see how you feel, and then we'll just get back to it. We'll just increase a little bit your bike time and your swim a little bit and your Saturday run.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you can expect for next week.
And we're working on moving.
Oh, yeah. So we've been packing, slowly packing, taking a bunch of stuff to Goodwill.
Yeah.
Because we're moving from a 4-bedroom house.
To a little apartment.
To a 1-bedroom apartment. Right mm-hmm. back in the Med Center.
Yeah.
Museum District.
Right across from Herman Park.
Yeah, kind of like what we had before, where we were across Herman Park.
Yeah, except a much better place.
Yeah, so that's still 5 weeks out.
Mm-hmm.
But Caitlin's already packed half the house. Yeah, we've just been getting rid of stuff.
Yeah, well, part of it is I've just been trying to pack and get rid of stuff.
Yeah, stuff that we don't need.
Yeah.
And what is it we say? You didn't wear it or use it in a year, then it's gone.
Yeah. I've gotten rid of, like, old games and tennis rackets. We're keeping our golf clubs.
Yeah, the bunch of clothes.
Yeah.
So, okay, what else were we going to talk about? Okay,
you were saying the swimming.
Swim toys. So part of...
Not this week. I didn't use them.
Last week.
Yeah.
You used them. Or the week before. Before your official training.
Yeah.
So you swam 1,000, and I asked you to swim your first 500. Was it your first 500? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With a pool boy, ankle straps, and snorkel.
Mm-hmm.
So
that, and I have a nose plug because can't. If you don't put a nose plug, the water can go up your nose.
Yeah, and it's a snorkel that goes in front of your face, between your eyes, right?
Yeah, you look kind of funny.
Yeah, not the ones that go out the side.
Yeah.
So that isolates. It keeps your butt up. It keeps your ankles together.
So how come you
didn't
get the one in the side?
I don't know. It just works that way better.
Oh.
Because it doesn't get in the way.
Sometimes with that, my teeth hurt because I'm biting so hard.
You're not supposed to bite so hard.
I'm like stressing.
That's why you have a strap that goes around your head and one that goes around your forehead.
I know, but I'm like freaking out in my head and can't breathe. So I'm like...
Sounds like you need to...
And my teeth hurt.
Sounds like you need to relax more when you're swimming. Which is the whole point of swimming. Because you swim faster when you're relaxed.
Yeah.
And while I was swimming next to you, I did notice you dropped your knees. Which was the whole point of it, is that you don't have to do anything with your legs.
Yeah, and then when I'm swimming normally, like today I was practicing, I was making sure I was kicking so I can feel the top of the water.
Uh-huh.
And I float better at the top.
Yeah, so I think what we need to, when we do that, we need to put the pool buoy down around your knees instead of up towards your butt. Because then that'll keep your legs. Because
Then I'm going to go down like drowning.
No, that's how you're going to feel. But you can breathe out your snorkel.
Yeah.
So then everything is isolated and all you do is work on your arms.
Right.
Your reach, your pull, your recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the point of that. Other pool toys, we have swim fins. That's when you're really tired and you're just going to recover. And you can just use that and kick. And usually use that with the kickboard, which we don't have a kickboard, but there's usually kickboards around everywhere.
Yeah.
And then you can just use that and just recover in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like kickboards without fins because I can't kick. I go backwards. So I don't kick. Even when I swim, I really don't kick.
Yeah, you do.
I kick a little bit.
I've seen you kick.
Not kick. Now, I don't do 6-beat kicks. I do the 2-beat kick.
I'm gonna take a camera video of you.
Okay, you do that. Because I've been working on my tautness of my body. But I kick up now instead of bending at my knee. I kick from the hip.
I just do what my brain tells me.
Yeah. So, how was the swim today? We didn't use any pool buoys today.
It was good. I thought I was going slower than I thought I was going. Well, I thought I would... Yeah.
You were doing all right.
I know, but I thought I was going slower than that.
And then, well, you were having goggle problems.
Yeah, so I could have been, if I didn't stop, I probably would have been 2/28 or something.
The other pool toy is the paddles, hand paddles.
Oh, yeah.
Which we use those sometimes. If you use them, we got small ones, because if you get the bigger ones, you can really hurt your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also, we'll probably do that because that will help with your, the form on when you use your arms.
Yeah.
Because it actually will show you if you're putting your hands in the wrong position. Because the paddles will go the wrong way. they'll make your hand go the wrong way. So you have to work on your form with that and make sure your hand's going the right way. You can also just swim with the snorkel to recover. The pool buoy, you can just use that by itself to help with your arm stroke. And then, like we said, the kickboard to help with your kick. The strap we use just because it prevents you from spreading your legs apart. You keep them together, so you get used to your ankles touching. So those are, what other pool toys besides your nose plugs?
Rubber ducky.
Rubber ducky. Mustaches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So not this weekend, but last weekend, there was like a piece of plastic in the way when I was swimming, and I moved it out of the way. I guess I moved
it was one of the flags.
Yeah, I moved it into John's lap.
Lane.
And so I thought it was just a leaf or something.
No, it was that. But while I was swimming, I was seeing at the bottom. I took that and I threw it off to the side. When I hit the end of the pool, I grabbed it. But I noticed there was like a little stick on your face mustache at the bottom of the pool. So on my last lap, I swam down and got it. And I got out of the pool before Caitlin did. And I put it on my face. And Caitlin got done with her swim and she thought she was like hallucinating. She's like, man, that workout must have been really hard.
I know.
I'm like, well.
I was tripping. That's a funny pizza man.
Yeah, that was. I knew you'd laugh. That was kind of funny. That was hilarious. Today you seemed kind of wiped out, though. From your work at the
And then also we were talking about John. He's thinking about doing a half Ironman in Florida.
Yeah, in Panama City Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one that I've always wanted to do. It gets kind of hot on the run because we used to go out there and watch. Mm-hmm. We used to go out there and watch him do it and look at... look at bike racks on people's cars. What kind of bike rack do we want? Well, that's a nice one. How about that one?
So we found our bike rack by looking at other people's
bike racks. And there's a nice bar right down, almost by the run course that we walk to.
Yeah.
But it gets a little warm on the run because it's in May down there. A lot of people get really sunburnt. We got sunburnt, I think, one year out there. But the swim is you go out and depending on the current, you either turn left or right and then you come back. And then the bike is up in a national forest, I think. So you have to go up the hill. It's a long hill. Then you go around the national forest. But then when you come back, it's downhill. That's kind of nice till you get back to the beach road.
Yeah.
Then the run... is it's got hills. It's got some hills, not really hills. Mm-hmm. It's got rises, but it's pretty flat. It just gets hot.
Yeah.
So that's when I was looking at doing. I always wanted to do it. But since Caitlin's doing her Galveston, like right a month before, I'll be doing her training with her anyway. So that might work out. We'll see. But I'm not saying that I'm doing it or I'm not doing it. Because Caitlin will put the words back in my face. I should put your Galveston back on here. Anyway, yeah, so I was thinking of doing that. It's about, how far is it? About 15 hours. 12-hour drive maybe from here.
Oh, it's farther than Pensacola.
Yeah, yes.
Oh.
It's even past Destin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a lot farther driving over there with all our stuff, and then we'd probably have to stay an extra day anyway.
Yeah, we would make it a
mini vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll figure it out if we do it.
Mm-hmm.
The What are the things we got going on?
Well, the Ironman Championships coming up.
Oh yeah, the end of October, Kona. We watched the ladies do the one in Nice, France.
Yeah,
that was cool. That was cool watching them in the mountains on the bike, going down hills.
Yeah,
that was crazy. Pretty wild. And then just the top four, even four finishers, they pretty much focused on them. It was cool watching them having their own race.
And they were like, they were really close to each other and was a pretty good fight for the finish.
Well, towards the finish, yeah, about halfway through the run, I think it kind of opened up. But so you'll have to watch it.
Yeah.
We don't even remember who won. Because I think Cat Matthews got second. That's who we were rooting for.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because she won Ironman Texas here.
Yeah.
And we got to see her. Okay. Anything else? Anything else important? We haven't podcasted in a while. Just a bunch of different things happening with moving and training and getting injured.
Mm-hmm.
And not having enough energy to podcast, to sit down and talk.
I know. For only a half hour.
Yeah. Well, it takes a lot longer.
I know, but you don't have to work so hard after.
Yeah, I'm just going to let the AI do everything and just put it up for us.
You should. I was listening to our ums.
Yeah, from the last one, because I didn't take out the ums.
You shouldn't even do
last week.
Yeah. the ums.
They have an AI that takes out the ums. But the only problem is when we're talking and we say it sounds funny sometimes.
Well, if you listen to normal people at work and stuff,
they say ums.
Yeah,
I mean, we could leave the ums in. We'll let you guys tell us. You can email Caitlin at Kate, K-A-T-E, at addicted2triathlon.com. That's number two. Or me, John, J-O-H-N, at addicted2triathlon.com.
Yeah.
Or go to our website, addicted2triathlon.com.
And they'll just say,
They'll just say, on the articles. We've got articles there. We haven't really said these in a while. We've got articles there. you can post comments. You can listen to our podcast directly there. You can make comments on the podcast as well. There's some
just
videos.
Be nice.
There's some videos we put up. There's what else? Oh, and Kate does the Instagram. What is Addicted to Triathlon?
Yeah.
Then I do the YouTube, which is Addicted to Triathlon.
Mm-hmm.
And you can listen.
But some of these Instagrams that people put up, they're very complicated.
You mean they'll put up things that are...
They're very fancy.
Oh, they're really good? Yeah, they spend a lot of time on those.
I don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, because you're training. I like the little shorts that you put up. You just, or whatever they're called. You just put it up real quick. And
I don't have someone to do it for me, you know.
Yeah. And
follows me around.
And that one where
I'm videotapes me.
That one where I'm sitting on the bench and you're telling me, do it. Do it. I didn't even know you were recording.
Yeah, I was just wanting you to entertain. Do it.
I think you were wanting me to say, you wiped me out, Kate.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what you usually do. You wipe me out. Right?
Did I wipe you out today?
Well, I didn't run with you today.
Oh.
I did. You know? Have you noticed that when we swim, I let you swim the length of the pool before I jump in?
Yeah. Why do you do that?
Because usually your speed and my speed, we finish at the same time.
Yeah.
So if I'm...
Well, I don't have the big muscles.
No, it's only a... Although this time, I caught you and I passed you a length too. So what is that? 50 yards?
Yeah.
So I'm only 50 yards faster than you. So that's good.
Yeah.
I had to work at it.
That's good.
No, and then of course all the little kids next to us swimming like they're fish. Gosh. They're just going.
They were doing what?
Butterflies. They were racing butterflies, these two kids.
And they were so beautiful doing it.
They could have been like 14.
They made it look so easy and natural moving their bodies around.
Yeah, it's, you know, when you're our age and you're getting lapped by little kids, it's just like, whatever.
But could they run 6.5 miles today before that swim?
Yeah.
And then do the swim.
Yeah, and do a bike ride.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. If you're one of those kids, drop us a line. Tell us. Tell us how we could be better. Okay. That's all we got then.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
That's all we got, right?
That's all I got.
So stay addicted and try.